You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray Stinson. Welcome back to a beautiful fall Sunday, October 29th. I want to just highlight that yesterday, last night's moon was so special. It really moved me. I was driving home from LA and it was just so large and beautiful. And then this morning we woke up to some beautiful Santa Ana winds. I want to give a special shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines, Next Level Global Solutions, and La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for your continued support on the channel. Today we have a beautiful guest. Let's welcome Apple Tung Fong. Apple, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. How are you?
Thank you very much to have me.
It's our pleasure to have you. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell people about your brand?
Yes. My name's Apple Tung Fong. I'm from Hong Kong and I'm here in United States for 22 years. So I built the sense in the entertainment industry from music to film. So I feel there is definitely need to use the digital to really embrace this, you know, ecosystem to be able to serve everyone. So that's how I build a brand called Entertainment Oxygen. Entertainment need the new oxygen.
Yes, and I love that you have some oxygen going on behind you, my dear. The energy behind you surrounds. Yes.
That's my own art.
That's right. Oh, it is. Oh, okay. Yes. Wow. So she's also multi-talented.
Just doing for fun.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that, right? I'm in Laguna Beach. As you know, you have some background with Orange County, so you understand the arts here, but everywhere.
Absolutely, and, yes.
So why don't we start here, Apple? I would love to pick your brain as a female entrepreneur coming from Asia, coming from China. Tell us a little bit, whatever you want to share. What was it like for you that you had this vision to come here and start this business and do other things coming from China a few years back? Can you share? Maybe that could help somebody that's trying to get here.
Or right. Yeah, first thing first, usually I don't really feel that much difference, but I grew up in Hong Kong, so a little bit different than mainland China. Mainland China's giant, you know, massive, you know, space there. But Hong Kong's tiny little small island, kind of we're all westernized because of the history of Hong Kong, but therefore we're together now. So for me, it's like quick learner, and I come here. I don't have relationships, you know, in the entertainment industry. So, but I do, you know, entertainment. I have a little bit of background in Hong Kong. So I'm from the small pond coming to this giant big ocean.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What should I do next?
Don't get swallowed.
Exactly. You feel like, oh my God, it's like who you know. You have to know the right people. You have to be in the right spot and to make things work.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy and lucky. And each time that I able to meet the right people and they lead me slowly to explore, you know, the entire entertainment industry from script to screen. Right. So then, you know, this is the ecosystem that, you know, other people built for us, the entire system for very, very many 150 years.
Yeah.
And, but we have to respect, you know, respect each process, each step of the, you know, the process is important, but we're human. We don't follow rules. So we said, oh, I can do this. I can do that. And you didn't follow the system and, you end up failing. So you fail the same time you're learning. So until you put enough time into this business, you finally understand, oh, yeah, it's like this. So for me, I did exactly what everyone else did. But I made it, you know, sometimes those critical decisions, I rather listen than fight. So I listen to other people coaching and you follow what they did. They took coach you to do. and I did it. Oh, it really works. So therefore, allow me to think, you know, vision wise. I said, why I know Diane Warren, why I know Ted Field, why I know, you know, like a Lionsgate, I able to get their list of movie and able to say things that other people can't. Mm-hmm. And why just create a digital platform that allowed everyone and able to make that connection, foster those collaboration, you know, like their showcase their skills for them to do the same thing in the smaller, you know, like myself, just in mm-hmm. the doing all of those. So then that's why we have a team of people and we put idea together, most likely led by me. And after 2.5 years, then we'll build this website and app, and all together, we empowered entertainment professionals to showcase their stories, connect and collaborate from script to screen around the world.
You know, I really appreciate your authenticity and your openness here now, because people come here and they get the wrong impression. And I feel from you, you know, you took the time to know it's going to take some time. It's going to take some finesse, like any other business.
Yes.
You respected your vision enough, it sounds like, to lean into the process. And when you do that, you're going to get a better result. People come here often and they want it now.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So now you have this brand and you are helping yourself, but you're helping others. And, you know, when you're on the airplane, they say put your mask on first before you can help anybody else. So I love that you did that. Talk to me about where you're seeing your interest in the future, in the next term, in the next quarter, going into 2024 in the entertainment industry, now that we're off strike with the writers. Where are you seeing the interest shift, and what are you looking to do?
Actually, I'm very proud to announce that we achieved our first like a goal. And I saw two bases, right? First base we achieved. So we're able to use our platform from creating a new story or showcasing finished content to distribute content. We provide a global platform that revolutionized how creators connect with their audiences, and able to monetize it. So in the meantime, it has never been done before, and it will disrupt in the entertainment media space, which is in the background, everybody know the studios fighting with the creators, unions, all that. It's a sad, but I have very high hope, and eventually they're going to come to the conclusion and everyone will be really happy after this. It is, you know, technology advanced so fast. So yeah. We're human and we set certain, you know, parameters and rules and couldn't catch up. It's not fair. So therefore, 2024, my big, big goal is I was able to negotiate with, actually spotted by JP Morgan.
Wow.
In JP Morgan Asia, in Hong Kong.
Huge.
Yes, huge. Yes. So there, we did a demo. We expressed our vision. So they're very interested. We're going through agreement right now. They're going to facilitate us to go further to finish the second base. The second base is we're going to create a IP trading platform using visual to display all the ideas. Even you have a, you know, idea of a book or idea of some small, like a story. So mm-hmm. anything visually displayed.
Storyboard for those.
Yeah. We're able to create kind of like a Amazon or Alibaba for entertainment and technology. So you're able to, first of all, we use entertainment. We upload, naturally upload a lot of entertainment professionals there who has skills, acting, voice, editing, directing, all of those, right? Visual effects. So when we have those resources, now we're going to next will be those people want to invent something or they have ideas and they could not explain their technology, but we're using entertainment professionals to help them explain visually, like they make a little video to explain their technology, then naturally become a trading platform. So IP entertainment technology together called an IP trading platform. That's our goal, like in 2024. So we have a JP Morgan now, we have PwC, so very large,
Well, you've got some strong backing there.
Is what yes.
Globally. Yes. And those brands are recognized globally. I want to first commend you as an entrepreneur, and then secondly, as a woman, to be able to onboard those global brands. Congratulations. We're excited to be here.
Yes.
Yeah. This is cool. So, all right. So can you talk to us a little bit about that voice inside of you, that little small voice people talk about that still, I hear the voice a lot, but we're not crazy, but we hear the calling or that intuition, if you will. How did you know that you would get here at this moment? For the startups out there, maybe they're a different type of business. How did you know to come from Asia, to come from China, and to come here 20 plus years ago? How did you know that you would get here, even if you didn't have the full view?
Yes, I did not know, actually. I was here just humbly learning and doing my own things. But when I started, end up in the music studio and able to see the entire production process, I says, oh, this is just A, B, C, you put them together, master them, but the entire process is, it's technology. You need the technology components to put that together. Then where the end user, which is audience, will hear sound, beautiful music, and you know, sometimes give you a good mood and soothing. All of those, it's like art. I said, oh wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Then in the great, you know, like a time comes, I guess, and able to, you know, we all watch movie when we're young, right?
Yeah.
No matter from TV or go to theater, and if a bunch of stranger people end up in the room, watch movie. You watch one movie, right? Everybody taking the information and message differently.
Yeah.
But guess what? When you go out, you end up at the Starbucks or waiting in a line or something, suddenly you express yourself and you talk about that movie and everyone chat in to talk about that movie. Guess what? We all watch that same movie. Mm-hmm. It's just like it feels like the universe is there, but we're all scattered, you know, doing our own things like a fish, you know. Maybe Atlantic Ocean fish never going to be merged with Pacific Ocean fish, but here we are. Entertainment in the end is a business. So how can we use technology to make this business better, serve the entire world, change the entire human society, and bring that to the, how can I say that, the level of not only for 2%, it's for the 98% of people really can do well, can, you know, showcase themselves. Because there, how many times you went to film festivals, right? You go to film festivals.
Of course. All the time. I'm exhausted. I'm tired.
Okay, so therefore, and lots of beautiful stories, you know, we all have experiences. And I never thought about it. To answer your question short, I never thought about I will doing this. I am doing this. But slowly but surely, as the entire system interests me, and I realize music industry advanced so much with technology, but not the film business. And you can equally trade IPs. Even you have a book, or even you have a movie that you made and just need a change.
You know, wonderfully stated. I think that your entrepreneurship and your future vision, you know, your macro view of what it is beautiful. And you're actually empowering talent around the world to showcase it. It reminds me of when I first saw Fiverr, or, you know, it's kind of an intersection between IMDb and Fiverr, and YouTube is what I think I've heard you explain. Why don't you give us the website? Where can people support you? Where can we follow you? And where can we sign up?
Thank you. So our website called entertainmentoxygen.com, and our Instagram handle is EO app. There's no space. You can find us at Google Play Store and iOS Apple Play Store, Apple Store as well. And we're also on LinkedIn. And thank you for saying that. We're kind of like a Netflix for film festivals and LinkedIn for creators. So yeah, you right on the spot, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. And thank you for being bold enough and brave enough and leaning into seeing what we need and the future vision. I can't wait to have you back here when everybody gets on your platform and we're all talking about Apple going to the next level. Perhaps you won't even take my call, but hopefully you will at that point, Apple.
I will remember you forever.
Oh my God, my dear. It is my pleasure, my honor to know you. And come back on LA Talk Radio. You are a part of the family now. You guys follow Apple Tung Fong and get into it. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Me too. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. All right, you guys, that was Apple Fong Tong. She is a future innovator here today. So right now, our next guest, I think we have Bill William Stevenson. William, how are you?
I'm great, but I'm afraid our screen isn't so good. I can't stop the flashing.
That's okay. I love the 80s also. He's giving us a little 80s retro vibe. So, William, go ahead and log off and then come back on, and we'll be right here waiting for you. While William does that, let me plug a couple things. Guys, November is right down the road. In fact, it's about 4 days away. So we have a couple charities that we do. Casa LA, the Wine and Art Festival in downtown LA, helping court-appointed youth, is happening in November, the second week. We also have a new charity that we're doing. I will post that banner very soon. So if you are a startup, a medium-sized brand, if you're scaling and you want to get into the swing of things and you want to help some people, maybe you need a fourth quarter write-off, we would love to hear from you. And yes, William is going to adjust his camera. Hopefully he'll turn it off and on and come back. You guys, are you following us on Instagram at LA Talk Radio, at The Startup with Monique Leray? And thank you for being here on a Sunday. All right. So we have William coming back in our chat, and then we'll have one more guest in just a moment. Happy Halloween weekend. You guys, this weekend was a school weekend for me. I was at Pepperdine learning more stuff in my MBA program. I got to tell you, the MBA program is not for the weak. I was feeling a little weak this weekend. you know what I'm learning is to lean into the education. There's a lot of tools there at Pepperdine in the MBA program that I didn't know I needed. And when you have to humble yourself, you know, and go back and learn, that's already hard or challenging. But being in the middle of it, right? I've known how to be able to fix something and make it work and land it and deliver. In this case, you have to learn the information and you have to be okay with not knowing it. And that's the part I was having trouble with. So if shout out to all the students in the world, anyone's, you know, studying or scheduling school or just graduating, congratulations. But, you know, at 45 and a half, it's interesting to be vulnerable in that way. And thank you to my cohorts that put up with me and my professors, but I am definitely one of the students there that is getting the full education, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. So if you were contemplating sitting on the fence about that, me at my age, I want to encourage you to go for it. Like if you, you know, I think there was someone else in the other cohort that was about 15 years my senior, and he came out of the Marines, I think. Yeah, I think he was a Marine. And he's in the cohort behind me, and he is 15 years my senior, so that would make him 60. Wow, saying that out loud is crazy. Anyway, he is fully alive and into it. So thank you, Pepperdine, for having me and all my cohorts that put up with me. What are you guys doing for Halloween? Now, today was supposed to be our drag brunch at La Casa del Camino. Halloween is a drag. We have shifted it to tentatively Sunday, December 17th, and that will be at the same location. And it will be Christmas is a drag, although Christmas isn't a drag. Neither is Halloween, but that's the name of the brand. And so if you like that sort of entertainment, if you're looking to find out what a drag show is, if you've never been, you'll probably just be surprised who's in the audience. No one's there to turn you or be anything inappropriate. It's just entertainment, everybody. Just people dancing to music, drinking mimosas, and having a good time. So if you'd like to join us, we'll be at La Casa del Camino at the Commodore restaurant. And you can Google Eventbrite and type in Christmas is a drag, and we would love to have you. The Amber Crane will be our artist. She will be performing, and it's going to be a great time. And you'll literally be one block away from the ocean. So shout out to La Casa del Camino for hosting us. All right. Guys, what else? Oh, we have the after the holidays, because we're getting into the holiday spirit now. We're going to have the Emmys week. It's going to come very fast. So if you're a brand, a startup, a service, and you command celebrity attention, or maybe you want people to try your samples, you want to get a feedback, you want photo or video assets, we would love to have you there. It'll be in Beverly Hills. It's Friday before the actual Emmy Awards. So we're a lead up event, supported by a production company, an independent production company, and PR agents. So the talent is there because of the PR agents. So if you guys would like to join us, please send me an email, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Shout out to Sam. Sam, how you doing today? He's going to text me, guys. He's not going to talk. I think we have our guy checking back in. If you guys are a fan, if you're listening to our show and watching our show, you're probably a fan. And Sam says he's well, everybody. He's doing well. He deals with a lot of personalities on this channel. But if you guys are a fan of free and independent media like us and you want to make a donation, go to latalkradio.com. Keep us on the air. We're going for 5 years here. We're 4 years. And now we have William Stevenson back here in our studio. Welcome back, William. Oh, he's not back. I'm sorry. All right. Well, he'll be back in a moment. Guys, I know you're standing by to hear if you've been following our journey. Oh, great. Jennifer's here. Let's bring Jennifer in. Jennifer Andrews.
Hi.
Jennifer Andrews. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Welcome to the startup.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
We are so much better now that you've joined us.
Thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't get my camera to work here.
Oh, no, you can't? Okay.
Sure, but I'm not, believe it or not, I know I have a e-commerce website, but I'm not great at technology. I don't know how this is working.
Maybe that line that's going right across it on the bottom left or right, you can click that. Okay, Jennifer will be right back, you guys. She's going to figure that out. But that's not the only camera that's not working. How is everyone doing? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. I have not posted. I have not commented. I've been in my school bubble. I've been in my work bubble. I want to remind everybody to get outside. Yesterday, I was driving home from Pepperdine back to Laguna, and I saw the moon, and the moon was gigantic between Big Bear and the city, and it just spoke to me. And I walked outside and I heard an owl, and I know that sounds corny, but fall is my season. So if you're like me in Southern California, if you come to Laguna, even I think in LA, Sam, maybe you guys have it too, but when the sun sets now in October here, it bounces off of the hills and then it creates this orangish yellow array, and you have the sun a little longer. So there's this beautiful, peaceful energy here in Laguna Beach by the ocean that happens in October. It's very unique. I don't know if it's unique to this place, but I know it's unique to October. Anyhow, wherever you find yourself, we would love to have you. If you come down, if you're in LA, if you're on your way to San Diego or Temecula or Nevada, Las Vegas perhaps, and you're halfway, because we're halfway between LA and San Diego, come and stay with us at lacasadelcamino.com. It's beachside. It's beautiful. It's boutique. There's live music. And you can catch that ray of sunshine. We sun worship here. So when the sun goes down, we're excited to watch it. You can also catch Catalina when it's not foggy. So La Casa del Camino, come down when you're here. Sam, is anyone back? We would love to have them. Let's see. Somebody might be back. Oh, well, you know, sometimes the cameras don't work. If that's the case, we'll close out the show in 4 minutes if someone doesn't come back, because we will try them again. Let's give a shout out to everyone today. Obviously, there was a big loss in the scripted world, because I'm in reality and documentary, right? I'm in unscripted things, but we can't go without saying that there was a big, there was a couple losses in the entertainment business. Again, I was in my education bubble, but shout out to Friends actor. You know, we got Matthew that passed away, Matthew Perry, last night or yesterday. I didn't hear it till last night, because again, I wasn't in the loop, but you know, I'm learning, you know, as I get down this road in the journey of life, that let's just be focused on what we're doing. You know, our show says what asks you, you know, what will you start up today? And so maybe it's more about what have you started up? What are you finishing? You know, time goes so fast. And so enjoy everything that you're doing, and don't be so hard as entrepreneurs. And I got to speak to myself. Don't be so hard on yourself if you're not quite there. Okay. But please keep in mind that time is fleeting and we only have so much time here. So make sure you're clear about what you want to do. And if you're not clear, look at some of our past videos. Maybe you can gain some inspiration there. Guys, I also want to point out to you, we have a couple spots left at the Emmy's Gifting Suite on January 12th. And now we've got Jennifer. She's back. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, great. Welcome. And so go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us about your brand and who you are.
Sure. My name is Jennifer Andrews, and I am the founder of Treppy, which is an e-commerce platform for young female entrepreneurs, ages 9 through 25-ish.
Great. You know, I think we need more of those soft places to land, if you will. You know, as entrepreneurs, it's quite intimidating for people who maybe are just stepping in and shifting after the pandemic. But thank you for creating a space. Why don't you offer up a little bit about what you do and how you got here?
Sure. Well, our space is a safe space for those starting out. First off, that was really important to me because I'm working with young girls who may not have sold before, may not have created before, may not have any experience, right? All the way to those who have already sold online. So anything in between. I wanted it to be a place where they didn't just get up their product and sell it, but that they could learn something new, learn different aspects of what it means to really be a business owner. Everything from not just selling, but how to market their ideas, their creations, their products, and how to really understand their costs and their and their profits and the difference between those, their true earnings, everything from how to write a product description, how to take best pictures. There's a lot of girls out there trying to create something and just plop it up on a social media platform and sell it. Yeah. But what are they really learning and doing that if there's no one really shaping and forming that, right? There's a lot of platforms that are wonderful out there. I shop on them. I use them all the time, but they're, you know, my background is in education. I'm a speech language pathologist by degree. And during the pandemic, I noticed a lot of these girls that I worked with kind of going online and just trying to slap something together. But it wasn't in a safe space. It wasn't in a safe way. They were giving away a lot of their private information in doing so, communicating with people they didn't know, and not really being challenged to grow and learn and make mistakes and then kind of readjust.
You know, I really appreciate you identifying the need in the market, and it seems that you are intending to be a leader, and you are already. But not only that, someone that can take in what maybe, but you know what? I feel like when you do this, when you do something in your space, when you create something, oftentimes it's because you didn't see it for yourself. Right. I mean, the startup with Monique LaRay is because I didn't have a startup.
Yeah.
Well, could you speak to us, you know, as much or as little as you'd like to share, but where was someone for you when you were starting up, and where was your intention in filling that gap?
Man, where was someone for me when I was starting this business? I have a lot of people around me that have started things. I have a brother who's an entrepreneur. I have most of my friends, when I think about it, are entrepreneurs. One started a wonderful restaurant chain. One has started a product of her own and launched that during the same time that I've launched this, that has to do with security and, you know, kind of in the same space, you know, with products staying safe in an actual container and technology around that. And anyway, so I've really been surrounded by people that are brave, people that take risk. And, you know, you kind of just got to ask a lot of questions. So as a kid, I was always encouraged to learn. Education was very important. Being able to stand on my own two feet was very important. Having a degree, education is something no one can take away from you. So learning, you know, whether or not you make it to the finish line or not is not the ultimate goal. It's learning along the way. That was always reinforced by my parents. So, you know, I thought I was kind of crazy for taking this jump, and it wasn't actually all that crazy, right? I just thought, why not? Nobody else is doing this for this age group. Why not? I've leaned on a lot of people though. I mean, I'm gritty. I will ask a million questions. I will call whomever I think can have an answer or connect me to someone in network, somebody, right, that of an avenue or a part of my business that I don't know anything about and need to learn. Right. So that's kind of my method. I mean, it's how, you know, the idea that I can, my parents kind of put that in me. Right. And then this idea of, I see a lot of people around me doing it. Why not? Right.
Great. And I really appreciate you driving that point home, because every startup story doesn't have to be like, I had $2 and I lived in my car. It can be, I saw entrepreneurship around me. I felt self-inspired and empowered, and I did so, and I filled in the gap. And I think that's what you just shared here.
Yeah.
When people are asking questions, what do you find? And this is going to be broad, so you can fill it in however you want. What questions are they not asking that you found that you've asked to save time, money, and get your clients yourself to the finish line? I know that's a difficult question.
Yeah.
This is the startup, but I think Jennifer Andrews can handle it, everybody.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Wait, I think the questions I've asked are, why is it so hard? Right. To find the next step and find that person that can, right, give me almost even as the entrepreneur for me, whereas I'm mentoring these girls, who can mentor me? right?
Make like, a click yes. to go to the next.
Yes. So yes. To me, it feels like the challenge is always when I come to that next level, I'm constantly looking around like, all right, I know I need this. How right. do I get it? Who can I ask? It's that I think the questions that are not being asked are just literally turning to somebody else, turning to the person almost behind you that is trying
right.
to
be a little or next to the convention or wherever you are. Yeah.
Right. Maybe no matter if it's in the same genre or not, and saying, yeah. what yeah. do you need? What can I do?
What do you need? Thank you for saying that.
What do you need?
Right?
What can I do to help you? I see people every day and I'm constantly like, wow, they've got it. Right? They've got it. Only to learn that when I get in conversation with them, wow, they don't have it. It's not right. But they didn't ask. And so but did I offer? Right? It's the self-reflective part too of just kind of pausing and turning around and saying, you know, who is just right there behind that I can kind of bring up.
You never know who's next to you. And thank you for being transparent right now. So I want to take it, if you don't mind, sure. I feel if this is a comfortable space for you, I feel connected to talk to you. If we could take it a step further and you let me know where your boundaries are here. Guys, we're keeping it real in the startup. We're with Jennifer Andrews and we're stripping some layers here. When we are talking about what do you need? I've often found in my business, and I'm in a very interesting business, but I think women feel this too, and this can be gender compliant to whomever it applies to. Oftentimes I feel there's an undertone when you, what do you need? What do you want? How can we connect? Sometimes there's this hodgepodge of dating or romance, or there's a divulsion of my talent. I have to do a favor for you is what they hear when you say, what do you want? What do you need mm-hmm. as women? Where have you found, if you haven't experienced that, but if you have, or you have some clients, what tools or where have you been able to shift that away or found a common ground to bring people back to entrepreneurship and see you as an equal? Hmm. We're going to pause there because that's a wow. big question, guys.
Sorry, I'm taking my time here. I mean,
you should. But Jennifer can handle it. And while she's pausing, guys, if you're not following Jennifer Andrews, where can they follow you while you're thinking about that?
At Treppy Market on Instagram and TikTok. Treppy.com is our website.
Great. And while she's thinking about the answer, I want to just say, you guys, this conversation, I've been wanting to have it. I've been waiting for the right person. And sometimes I just have to go with my gut. So I threw a curveball at Jennifer here. So roll with that.
I'm hearing your question though, correct? So I'm hearing your question ask, how do I focus somebody to look at me and take me seriously as an entrepreneur?
Right. And that's the best way to re-explain it. However that shows up in anybody's male or female or anything in between, whatever that feels like in your industry, when you're saying, what do you need? Because we were just talking about, yeah. I see that you're making it to the next level. I've done everything to get to your next level. Sometimes people make it to the next level and they don't want to pass the torch, and that's okay. They don't owe that. But true entrepreneurs want to set off other entrepreneurs
yes.
and build the economy because yes. it's not selfish. It's about what it is.
Yes.
So sometimes being a certain way, a certain sex, looking a certain way might get in the way of someone's view of seeing your mind and your potential. So I'm asking Jennifer in her executive experience, how can we shift people to see you? And you can still wear red lipstick. You can still be beautiful. You can still be tall and handsome. You can still be charming. But how do you drive people back to seeing you for who you are?
Well, I think if you're coming from a heart-centered place in what your mission is trying to do, you as the person asking for assistance are going to stay strong in what you're asking for.
Sure,
and
sure.
You're not going to get pushed over, or your the boundary that your energy is going to set won't allow to be seen as something other than to be taken seriously. Does that make sense? Am I making
right? Sense? Yes, it does make sense. You know, and I'm a big Abraham Hicks person. Anybody that follows my channel knows that. So it is an energy thing, and you are right. It is how you show up, right? Your energy match. So great.
And I was going to say too, I think the times that I've not been taken seriously or more talked down to.
How that shows up for you.
However it showed up, right?
Yeah.
With somebody from outside of an industry, outside of my industry, they weren't entrepreneurs. They fund, they have a lot of funding, right? They are the people that fund entrepreneurs or ideas, or so they feel a sense of power.
Somehow. There you go. There you go.
And to me, it has been a journey and a lesson to deal with those people and understand that I know my idea and my business model and my mission is a good one, and to believe in myself and to continually just keep knocking on other doors. And maybe that door is not the right door for me.
Yeah.
If that's the energy I'm getting from that door, I don't want to walk through
it. Thank you for saying that out loud. That is what I want to empower people to do, because they have the money, they're the VC person, that partner, that potential partner in the capital market might not be a match. Don't be afraid to close that door if you believe in your brand. Because if you believe in your brand, your family, your friends, and your energy, and all the capital you put into it will translate to the right connection. Yeah. I really love what you just said. It's scary to say it out loud sometimes because you have that Shark Tank moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's super intimidating. I mean, and I mean, in particular, that show, every time I almost can't watch that show.
I know, sometimes I don't know if I can watch
it. I used to watch it all the time. And since I've been in this position, I almost can't watch it because it is intimidating. But to know your business and to have faith in yourself and in your mission, that's really, you got to know your numbers. You got to know what you need, right? You really got to take a very fair look at yourself and a very fair look at the reality of those numbers and how, and ask for what you need. And if they say no, they say no, right? Yeah. That's it. Okay. That is one door. There are many others. Yeah,
that's right. And that no might show up if they flirt with you, if they say something derogatory, and I wasn't trying to be negative, but I'm just,
it happens.
I find you to be someone that you could probably relate to me on that. Not that that happens all the time, but even with the Emmys, even with 23 years experience, even with now doing the MBA, even with all of it, that still is a layer that exists. And by the way, thanks for thinking I'm cute. I mean, I'm 45 and a half. Thanks for thinking I'm cute. But more than that, I want you to think my idea is cute. And I want you to write a check.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to do anything extra for it. I don't want to do anything extra for it.
Right. Absolutely not. I would hope that I really hope there's more entrepreneurs that are female that do not have that experience.
There's not, my girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I definitely think that that gets in the way. I have been introduced to wonderful people, and I've been introduced to people where it's not a fit.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And I leave that with them. That's
great. So let's shift real quick. Can we have you for another 7 minutes? Is that okay?
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And by the way, Jennifer, why don't you go ahead and plug your website and your socials one more time in case people are just tuning in?
Sure. The website is treppy.com, and our socials on Instagram are Treppy Market, at Treppy Market on Instagram and Treppy Market on TikTok.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Where are you looking for the first quarter, Q1 of 2024? What are you jazzed about? What are you looking to dive into, and who do you want to bring with you? Who is your ideal client? What part of the market? Who do you want to focus in on, and how can we bring them to you?
Well, I need somebody. I mean, here's the thing. I work with these girls, right? So I'm always looking for more sellers. We love our sellers. We support our sellers. Anyone who, right, wants to learn more about business ownership at a young age and has a product they want to make and put it online and learn something, come to us, right? We're here for you. So there's that section. For my business, I am looking to find somebody that understands the mission, right, and is willing to put their money behind it, right? I mean, I think angel investors are probably perfect for us at this point. I think angel investors really understand a small business mission, especially one like mine, and understand the niche that I'm going after, understand that buying power, understand the hole that is missing in that industry, and where we can plug it up, right?
Yeah.
That's my goal for Q1 2024.
That's great. It feels equally within tandem, right? It's like one hand is helping the other. And you guys, that's a really great sign of a startup and a medium-sized scale, I think, in my experience. I love your answer, Jennifer. And, you know, you're doing something really great because a lot of people have products, services, and goods online. And I just saw something, the lady goes, a post isn't a marketing campaign. And I'm like, wow, yeah. Yes, sis, that's absolutely right. You know, you have to have follow through. You have to have contact. You have to do other activities.
Yeah. There's a lot to come. And she's correct. One post isn't. She's correct. Three posts aren't, right? But
you're trying. You're starting.
Right. Marketing campaigns is a collective of things, right? They entail networking, they entail so many modalities, social media, video, photos, interviews, podcasts, like it's a conglomerate of things, right? You're right. One post isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And you know, we had that experience this past summer where we had like a YouTuber do a quick, she unboxed an item from one of our girls and talked about it and, you know, posted the link of where to get it. And we saw, boom, we were like way up top. And my team, my marketing team was like, hang on, it's short lived. And it was the first time we had actually seen this kind of viral effect, from one thing, one post, right? And it did taper off, right? And then we got others and it comes up and down. But understanding that ride, right? It's, you've got to keep feeding this beast, right? It is a beast.
And you got to follow up.
You got to follow up, man.
You guys, and you know, we do the celebrity gifting suite. I'm going to reach out to your people and see if you can come and join us in Beverly Hills in January if you're available, if you're not on the slopes or anything.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Amazing.
But, you know, even with those events, I tell my clients, I'm going to give you the visuals. I'm going to give you the audio, the photo assets. I'm going to give you the emails. But you have to have a infrastructure to follow through.
Absolutely. You've got to keep thinking of the next. How does it service my mission? Right? Is it authentic? Because that's what's going to resonate, right? Mm. And keep it going. And you can generate a lot on authenticity. You know, it's actually easy to follow up and keep making connections and in whatever means you need to in order to perpetuate your business.
Jennifer, thank you so much for being here on a Sunday, first of all. Great hair day, by the way. And certainly, thank you for the hard questions that I threw at you. Well, you know, not hard.
I loved it. They make you think, and that's, I am happy to be challenged by that. So thank you so much for having me.
I knew you could handle it, my dear. And we can't wait to see what you do next. Give us your handles one more time, please.
Treppy.com and at Treppy Market on Instagram and TikTok.
Jennifer Andrews, everybody.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Bye. All right, you guys. This is The Startup with Monique Leray, LA Talk Radio. Please follow us on all socials. Thank you to everyone that came out. Another thank you to our sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Next Level Global Solutions, and La Casa del Camino. What will you start up today? I will see you next weekend. Oh my God, it's going to be November. Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm sorry I'm not dressed up today, but I will be dressed up on Halloween. Be safe, be well, be kind, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.